This is a Triple J podcast.
G'day, it's Dave Marchese here with Hacks Deep Dive, and let's get into an issue that is a massive deal in Australia right now, illegal tobacco. Look, I know you, or someone you know at least, is buying illegal cigarettes or maybe acquiring tobacco through some other illegal way. And we know this is happening because the Australian Border Force released data that showed just how widespread this is recently. 2,300 tonnes of illicit tobacco was seized last financial year. 2,300 tonnes. 13 million vapes. Now, the ABF says it's getting more international tip-offs, and a lot of stuff's happening at the borders. Billions of cigarettes are being stopped, hundreds of tonnes of loose-leaf tobacco. In a bit, we're going to hear from young Australians who say, despite all the efforts to stop it, illegal tobacco is as easy to get hold of as ever.
You just go to any corner store or tobacconist and you simply ask what you want, and then they'll pick it out from under the counter or send somebody out the back to go get it.
And it makes sense because do you know how many tobacco shops there are in Australia? A lot. Some estimates put it at 40,000. And just for some context here, that's compared to about 7,000 petrol stations. So what does all this mean for young Australians and their smoking habits? Because after decades of public health campaigning, smoking's starting to show up again in pop culture.
Kylie Jenner was on the cover of Vanity Fair smoking a cigarette. Sabrina Carpenter posed with a cigarette for Interview magazine.
Look, it can be hard to make sense of all of this, especially when it feels like some of the statistics might be saying different things. Are smoking rates going up or down? Is the daily nicotine intake going up or down? Well, in a moment, you're going to hear my chat with Becky Freeman, who's a professor of public health at the University of Sydney, and she's going to help us unpack all of this.
Look, I appreciate that it can feel like everyone around you smokes, especially when you're a smoker yourself. But, you know, the data is showing us it's going down.
But first, reporter Alice Angeloni's been speaking to a few people about what they're noticing.
It's no secret that illegal tobacco is very easy to get hold of.
You just go to any corner store or tobacconist and you simply ask what you want, and then they'll pick it out from under the counter or send somebody out the back to go get it.
From Coffs Harbour to Cairns, young people tell me they're buying off the black market.
For me, illegal cigarettes have become the new norm. They're like $18 a pack.
Recent data from the Australian Bureau of Statistics found an estimated 80% of the cigarettes and other nicotine products consumed in Australia last year were illegal. The Bureau also found nicotine consumption increased by almost 40% from 2017 to 2025. So what are young people noticing about their own habits?
It's just the usual now. Doesn't feel like you're doing anything illegal or nothing, because everybody else has them as well.
Luke, not his real name, is 25 and a chippy on the mid-north coast of New South Wales. He picked up smoking about 3 years ago and says he's always mainly smoked under-the-counter cigarettes.
When you started smoking, were you buying the, like, taxable proper stuff?
If I had the chance, buy the cheaper ones any day of the week.
While Australia's daily smoking rate has fallen to a historic low of less than 6%, Luke actually reckons more of his mates are smoking now.
It's become a way more common thing to do now when you're with your mates. Everybody's out there having a smoke and it's all the cheap ciggies.
And he reckons it's all wrapped up with people getting hooked on illegal vapes too.
People who got off the vapes have a serious nicotine addiction and keep buying the cheap ciggies. It's a never-ending problem.
Luke and Evie, who lives in Cairns, reckons there's been a shift socially too.
Well, you're just kind of handing them out because you know they're so cheap.
Have you found that people share their ciggies more too now?
Oh, 100%. You just get passed around like candy.
But Evie reckons it's mainly impacted people who were already smoking.
I'd say it has not really increased the amount of people who smoke, but for the existing smokers, I definitely smoke a lot more.
It's illegal to grow or produce tobacco in Australia without a licence.
Given some tobacco seeds from just a mate of mine's dad, I just planted in the garden.
Henry, not his real name, is from North Queensland and says he had a crack at growing some tobacco a few years back.
I wasn't really sure it was going to sprout, and then it just took off and grew these, like, 7-foot-high trees that I was blown away by.
He cured it and smoked a bit, but says he didn't sell it.
It's that strong. You smoke one ciggy and it'd pretty much wipe you out, so you didn't smoke as much of it.
And Henry says while he knew growing was illegal, he didn't really care.
Because I think it's more criminal what they charge us for tobacco.
So how big of an issue is all this?
The government is losing the battle against illegal tobacco and it's costing billions in lost revenue.
Well, the Illicit Tobacco and E-Cigarette Commissioner estimates the illicit tobacco market was worth between $4 and $6.9 billion last financial year. The government's predicting to make about $8 billion less from tobacco tax over the next 5 years. That's because illicit tobacco doesn't pay two types of tax, excise and GST, which is why it's so cheap.
It won't stop, and the reason it won't stop is because legal tobacco is so expensive that the illegal product is too tempting for these crooks.
There's also talk about reducing the tobacco excise to encourage smokers back to the legal product, because currently Australia has some of the highest cigarette prices in the world. And while the coalition is open to reducing it, the Albanese government has resisted calls to change tack. A federal Senate inquiry into the illegal tobacco crisis is due to report back next month. Back to Luke. He reckons something needs to be done.
Just goes in circles. So if you want to try and do something, you need to do it pretty quick, because it's going massive in Australia.
Hack on Triple J.
Ali Angeloni reporting there, and we're hearing from so many of you on the text line as well. Someone saying, I can't wait for tobacco to start getting sold as the plant-based alternative to vaping, is someone's prediction there. Another person saying, so many non-smokers are having a whinge here. Another person, I think everyone jumped on the vape bandwagon, developed an addiction and are now switching to cigarettes, is what that person thinks. Look, let's have a chat with someone who's on the line with us now. We've got Dylan. Dylan, what's your situation? Are you smoking a bit?
Yeah, I smoke. Have I got you?
Yeah. You've got me. So you're smoking. Are you smoking illegal cigarettes or what are you smoking, Dylan?
Yeah, Chop Chop is what I smoke, illegal tobacco. I buy it personally by the kilo for about, 50, 60 cents a gram.
Right. So Dylan. So you're doing it because you're saying it's just so much cheaper, you can't afford it otherwise. Are you noticing a lot of mates are doing the same thing?
Yeah, pretty much all my mates, really. It's just not worth paying, you know, all that for the real shit from the government, you know?
What about giving up, Dylan? Have you thought about that?
It's been on everyone's mind, I think. But, yeah, like you said earlier, a lot of people been on the vapes, developed that addiction, and now they got to look somewhere else for that and can't afford, you know, to pay it properly.
Yeah, there's a lot of people in some tough situations, especially those who find themselves hooked. Dylan, thank you so much for having a chat with us. I do appreciate you being really honest with us. Look, let's get into this a bit more now with Becky Freeman, who's a professor of public health at the University of Sydney. Professor Freeman, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure.
What is happening here? Because it does sound like a lot of young Australians are saying we're noticing more and more of our friends smoking. But as we just heard, there's figures that are saying maybe that's not the case. Where are we at?
Yeah, look, it's really encouraging news that smoking rates are going down. About 5.6% of Australians over the age of 14 are smoking on a daily basis. Look, I appreciate that it can feel like everyone around you smokes, especially when you're a smoker yourself. And we like to normalize what we're doing. We're like, oh, I'm doing this. I know I don't really want to. I'm addicted. I know it's bad for me. But, you know, everyone else is doing it. So it makes it more socially acceptable. It makes it seem like the whole world is smoking when the data is showing us it's going down, which is great.
There has been some research, though, that has shown that nicotine consumption is up, though, right? And there's also been, like, wastewater analysis that's shown that nicotine consumption has increased. So what does that tell us?
Yeah, I want to talk you through that because I'm not going to get too researchery here, don't worry.
Okay.
But so in this survey, the AIHW survey that measured smoking rates, it measures how many people are using illicit. And that's doubled since the last time, so about 35% of people. The wastewater measures how much nicotine is in the water. Now, that can come from tobacco, can come from vapes, it can come from those new nicotine pouches, those little tea bags that fit under your gum. Mm-hmm. It can even come from nicotine replacement therapy. And I'm not surprised we've seen an increase in nicotine in the water, because when I think about the products that are on the market now, especially vapes, they have tens of thousands of puffs in them. A few years ago, there was a few hundred puffs in a vape. Now, it's really common to buy those illicit vapes that are absolutely riddled with nicotine. And we can't tell the difference with the data that's been released so far, which of that nicotine metabolite in the water is from vaping and what's from tobacco. And hopefully that data will come out soon and we'll be able to, you know, marry that a little better.
So is what you're saying that we're seeing maybe not as many people smoke, but they're smoking more?
Yeah, and particularly illicit tobacco users. We know the after health effects, the number two reason people tell us why they quit is because of the price. But if you're smoking illicit tobacco, price is no longer a barrier for you. So you can smoke more, or you can give them away in the pub to friends and not feel so bad about it, or you can smoke more often. And again, that would be contributing to overall wastewater. So we could have a picture of fewer users, but the volume of nicotine getting bigger.
We've got a lot of messages coming through. Someone says, I'm getting advertising from the government on social media that's saying our health is improving while we're well aware everyone is shifting to illegal smokes. I'm sick of how out of touch this messaging is with reality, that person says. Another person saying nicotine gum helped me, but it's so expensive. It's cheaper to smoke, which is a really concerning thing to see on the text line. And another person saying, I've started vaping and I smoke it more than having a few durries for sure, because it's so easy and it doesn't smell and it costs a lot less. Yeah, what are we noticing with vaping numbers? Like, is there any data on that, Becky?
Yeah, and I think it's really important to stress that we're talking about the whole population when I give you these figures. So vaping has flatlined. It had been increasing for the past surveys, we'd been going up and up and up. So thankfully, now we've got flatlining at about 3.6% of the population age over 14 vaping every day. But if we look at lower age groups, particularly 18 to 24, their vaping rates, while they have come down, are still a lot higher than that national average, which isn't surprising. Young adults have been the highest user of vaping products for the past few years. And I really take that point of people say, you know, when I smoke, I can go outside, I can have one, I can come back in, I can, you know, put it aside for a while. When I have a vape, I feel like I'm like sucking on a dummy all day long. I'll go to have a hit of my vape and it'll already be in my mouth. So I really think that the data around heavy use of nicotine in vaping products is coming through in people's personal experiences as well.
Let's hear from another Hack listener. Jack is with us from Melbourne. Jack, what have you noticed? Are you a smoker, or have you noticed a lot of your friends are smoking?
I was a smoker for a few years, and then I actually moved away from smoking because of the price of just buying actual legal cigarettes. So then I took up the vaping instead. But I find now, I think we're all leaning towards these illegal assets because it's just significantly cheaper.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter which one.
And so you're definitely noticing a lot more of your friends are buying illegal cigarettes?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, why would you go to the supermarket or a legal tobacconist and spend $50+ when there's those cheaper ones for like $20?
Interesting, Jack. Thank you so much for having a chat with us. I'm Dave Marchese. I'm speaking with Professor Becky Freeman from the University of Sydney. We're talking about illegal tobacco, smoking rates generally. Yeah, Becky, what does this mean? Because I do feel like we're seeing celebrities be a bit more brazen with smoking cigarettes. Maybe we're seeing it more in the media than we were 10 years ago. It does feel like there is this trend of young people saying, we don't care, we're going to do it.
Yeah, I feel like the cultural resurgence, or if you want like a flashback to 90s fashion. And, you know, when you have a high-profile celebrity smoking on the cover of Vanity Fair in 2026, of course you're going to notice that. But, you know, social media posts aren't the same as hard data, of course. But I wonder if it's part of this also, like, it's something that we no longer see in office buildings. We no longer see here in the studio. You're not smoking. I'm not smoking. Can't smoke on the bus. Can't smoke in a lecture theater. Can't smoke in your work site. Even like construction sites, usually you have to go off site. So when we do see smoking, it really stands out for us. It's something like quite remarkable, rather than, because we don't see it in everyday, all day situations as well.
The money that the government gets from the tobacco excise, that tax on tobacco, is that used for public health measures? Where does that go?
Look, it goes into general revenue. I wish it went to public health. That would be great. Look, I'm not really not interested in tobacco taxes filling government coffers. I support tax increases when they help smokers to quit. Because we know that after health effects, people say, it's the price. I don't want to pay this price. I'm going to quit. Now, with illicit tobacco, it's so cheap, but it's also so available. Like, you can buy it anywhere. If you had to do something kind of that made you feel a bit shady or was difficult to get your hands on, even the fact that it was so much cheaper, I don't think people would be buying it. It's the fact that you can walk into your favorite tobacconist, buy it from a lovely guy who probably makes sure he's got all the cheap brands in there for you. That's part of the reason why it's escalated so much.
We've actually got Isaac with us now. Isaac, you have recently tried to give up smoking. What's your situation?
Yeah, so I recently got on the prescription vapes, mainly because vapes down in Hobart just got way too expensive. And I just found that the amount of nicotine in the prescription vapes that I'm kind of consuming is just wild to see how much is in the black market ones. And I don't think a lot of people realise how much nicotine you're actually inhaling every day.
Right, so you've been surprised by that.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, interesting. I mean, people are definitely turning to some of these prescription measures to give up, but we're hearing from a lot of people, Becky, saying they can't afford the tools to give up too is a big problem.
It should never be more expensive to quit smoking than it is to smoke. That is outrageous. I completely agree. And I think your last call was from Tasmania. Congratulations on quitting smoking and using prescription vapes. You're one of the few people in the country who is actually going to those steps to get a prescription, so I applaud you for that. And if you call the quit line in Tasmania, you can also get subsidized NRT, patches and gums. You can't do that in every state, and that should be available to all Australians all across the country.
That's really interesting. If people do want some help, like giving up, there are a lot of resources out there, right?
There are. There's quit vaping apps, quit smoking apps, there's the quit line, there's endless websites of self-help resources as well. I think the one thing I want to stress for people is that there's no sort of like magic silver bullet way of quitting. We know that people who are successful give it a try.
Yeah.
That's what you need to do, is you have to give it a go.
It's interesting stuff. And look, the response on the text line now just proves how big of an issue this is for so many people.
Yeah.
Look, Becky Freeman, Professor of Public Health at the University of Sydney, really appreciate you coming on.
Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, lots of chat around illicit tobacco. It's definitely something you want to talk about, probably because you're noticing so much of it in your life or in the lives of people around you. Look, we will keep on this issue. We know it's an important one, but that is all we've got time for now. I'll catch you next time.